You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
It's always good to hear right before you start a show, a performance, as it were. You seem a little bit off today. Are you all right?
I didn't say it.
I'm sorry.
I didn't say it. You don't hear me? This is why.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, TJ.
Yeah, Todd goes, are you all right?
You seem a little off.
You seem off today.
Oh, God.
And then... Three, two, go.
Good luck. Good luck.
I just know my head looks like it's about 300 pounds of beach ball on this camera.
I think everybody's looking at your shirt.
Now, well, I mean, who's watching it for real?
I don't know. We don't say that to me.
I showed you all the numbers.
Yeah, which is good. Thank you for that, Todd. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for that.
Ooh.
Thank you for saying that.
Stop. He's making... He's imitating somebody from...
Is your mic on?
Love on the Spectrum.
Is your mic on?
I'm hearing it.
Okay, I'm not hearing you at all.
Uh-oh.
Is that better?
That's better. Yeah. Okay. What'd you just do?
Turned it on.
Did you just turn it on?
There was a button that's usually not... I wasn't going to get into the technical aspect of it. The lights usually don't have to be lit up green for it to work.
So
today they do.
I don't think anybody's heard anything you've said.
Oh.
That's fine.
That's sad.
Well, they probably may not have heard it on the... On the Facebook thing, but they'll hear it on the deal.
On the deal.
On the podcast the and whatever.
Hey, if you say so.
But yeah, Rob said that it does. These lights don't have to be on in order, and I could hear myself. Could you not? Well, you're not wearing.
I couldn't hear you.
Oh, what are you? What are you plugged into?
To Riggins's headphones.
Huh.
I don't think they heard you.
Well, they didn't. They didn't. They didn't miss anything.
Oh my God.
They didn't miss anything. It's fine.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Nothing but professional here.
Well, I mean, when he tells you right before you go on that you seem off.
I'm sorry.
I mean, no, you seem off. But go. Now.
Are you a little
action.
Angry today?
Huh?
Are you a little angry today?
No. Oh. Not at all. I've been fine the whole day.
Okay.
It's just that. Yeah, I hate the cameras so much. And it's like after a while, because imagine this. Imagine knowing that you were going to have to go and do your job every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that while you're doing your job, you don't look worth a damn. And people are seeing you.
But
imagine
you think that
being in a fishbowl like
you
that.
You think that, everywhere. But other people don't think that.
Yeah, they
you're
do.
You're being too hard on yourself.
They do, and they don't say anything. Some people say stuff, and then others don't because they're nice.
Mm-hmm.
But that's usually what it is by this time of day.
Oh.
It's a self-loathing thing that I have going.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
But look, who am I to say anything? This is live. This is live on the Facebook and, what is it, in the YouTubes?
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody's microphone is on. Great.
this camera looks like it's going to fall off of this desk at any time. It's hanging by a thread. Got my new Jelly Roll shirt on, although you can't see it, I don't think, because the camera's too close.
Jelly Roll.
We're ready to go.
Well, let's go.
You know, this is it. This is showtime.
Mm-hmm. Go time.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I know why maybe Mr. Todd said I seemed off.
Why?
It's because I haven't talked about Sweet Dreams mattress and furniture yet.
That's what it is?
That's
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah. They're the sponsors of TJ and Jody's house, at least for this week. They may not be next week. So yesterday, I was saying that yesterday we went to church. So we got up to go to church, and I walked out of the bedroom and then sat in one of those swivel recliners and almost fell back asleep because they're so comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And I have been known to fall asleep while watching TV in the Sweet Dreams chairs.
Yeah.
And Jody falls asleep on the Sweet Dreams couch every day. She goes in there and takes a nap.
Every day.
Every day she gets under her white electric throw, stretches out on that couch from Sweet Dreams and falls asleep.
Every day.
Every single day.
Mm-hmm. That is funny.
Taking a nap.
Yep.
So if you need furniture for your home, or if you need furniture for somebody else's home, it doesn't matter. You just want to, just ask for the Jody couch. Say, where is the couch when you go into Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture? Go, hey, where is the couch that Jody takes a nap on every day?
Mm-hmm.
They'll show it to you. They'll mm-hmm. even show you the fabric that we had it made out of.
Yep.
Which is evidently very soothing.
Okay, well, every time your rear end hits one of those chairs, you're asleep. So they should ask for the TJ chair.
Yeah, they could. Mm-hmm. They could, but I charge more for that kind of thing than you do.
Okay.
Yeah, because I have, you know, more star power and all. My name goes a long way with that.
Yeah, we know.
So, look, any kind of furniture you need, and the mattresses are great. They're so comfortable, and the team at Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture is great. Everybody from the designers who help you when you go into the store, to the owners, all the way to the delivery people. Top-notch professional and always there to help. They're very, very, very good people with whom to work. So, Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. Several locations throughout the Lake Norman area of North Carolina and serving all through the Charlotte area. And they can help you. Just go to acetj.com/mattress, acetj.com/mattress for Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. Was that off, Todd? Was that okay?
It was okay.
Because then I have to do the cooking show today, too.
Uh-huh.
It's a cooking show day.
Sure.
And I'm doing an idea that's a little different today on the cooking show. And so, you know, I wasn't quite sure about it, but now.
You're definitely not sure?
I'm crystal clear that I'm doing the right thing now.
Uh-oh.
All right, so we'll be back in just a minute. Hang on.
TJ and Jody's house.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
TJ and Jody's house.
All right. Everybody can hear? Everybody good?
Good.
If I wouldn't have been paying close enough attention just a minute ago, I could have sworn I heard Mr. Todd say that he helped a buddy roofie somebody yesterday.
I thought he said that too at first. I was like, what did he just say?
You helped a buddy roofie somebody.
Yeah.
Roof his shed.
Roof his shed.
But he was saying it as he ate his dum-dums in his mouth. So that's why it sounded that way.
So he came in today. Well, catch you up. Alexis from the Ace and TJ show is sick today. Migraine, kind of, you know, craziness. And Riggins is COVID positive. So Todd came in today scared he was going to catch something. He's like, I just feel like I shouldn't even be in here. I'm in y'all's, what'd you say, in your hospital?
Yeah, your hospital ward.
Mm-hmm.
Wear a mask up in here.
Yeah. Bless him. He thinks that does good, a mask.
I feel the love in here today. I feel the love in here today.
Yeah. Well, you just seem off. That's all.
You're a little off.
Yeah, so... Jody did like she normally does with things when she she buys something. She came in last night. She goes, I bought myself a light for the camera. And I'm looking at it and go, okay, well, that's good. And then she follows it up with, and you can look at it if you like it. I'll order you one. And then if I want it, I go, I need one of those lights. She'll be, you don't need that.
No, I won't.
Mm-hmm.
You can even use this one. I'll just need it on Mondays.
You're not going to start doing little vlogs and stuff from home?
No. I'm 91 years old.
You're going to do a mommy blog?
No.
How old, if your kids are in college or out of college, can you still do mommy blogs?
Or would that not fit? I'm sure there's some people that do.
I want to do a mommy blog. Why can't I do a mommy blog?
Because you're not a mommy.
But I've been around a bunch of mommies.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead. Try it. Try anything today. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
Just do it. Something's going to stick one day.
Dance on the corner. Yeah, and I think maybe I should start trying to sell the food that I cook for the cooking show instead of feeding it to Todd.
Maybe.
Just sell it. You know, that's how Paula Deen got her start.
Yeah, I know.
Selling bag lunches out of her house.
I know. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. But she did that because she was agoraphobic.
You are a little bit.
No, I'm not afraid to go outside.
I just don't want to go outside.
I just don't like it.
Gosh.
I like going to the beach.
Uh-huh.
Out in the sunshine and things.
Yeah.
But I don't like going to parties and
well, we don't, so things. You're good.
I'm going to one Friday night in the city that you didn't get invited to.
Oh, darn.
What party?
Oops. There's no party, Todd. Uh-huh. No big deal. I'm just talking for the podcast.
I don't need to go to a party.
Right.
Well, Saturday, we've got to move boy in.
Yeah, boy's going back to school.
Second year of college.
Yeah, and he's ready to go. He would have already gone if they would have let him back in the dorms.
He would have. He's ready. I'm glad, though. You want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's better than crying, not wanting to go back.
Right. Not that he's ever cried.
No.
Not wanting to go back to college.
We may know somebody that used to do that. And she's finished now.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, he's fine. He's ready to go.
But you see how Jody always, I've always said that that she does that. Like, if she thinks that I'm going to do something enjoyable or could be fun, then she tags it with, but remember.
But remember,
like, I've been walking out of the house before and saying, all right, look, I got to run to Walmart real quick. And she goes, okay, well, remember this weekend we got to clean out that garage. Like, go have your little fun at Walmart and then just know that the work is coming this weekend.
It's coming.
Enjoy it while you can, your little Walmart parties.
Well, if you have too much fun at your party on Friday, I can do this alone.
You can. Mm-hmm. Now, does that mean that you don't want me going? Am I going to college with you?
No. I'm just saying.
Because that's what it would probably sound like.
I'm just saying if you've partied too hard on Friday at your fun party. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
All right.
Is that because you would have, let's see.
My goodness.
Well, driving up there, you'd have about 2.5 hours, I guess, alone in the car. Then coming back, you'd have the same. So it'd be pretty much the whole day Saturday alone.
Right.
Away from me. So, yeah, I may give you that.
Okay. So we went from the conversation being that I destroy his time by saying that he has things he has to do to telling him he doesn't have to go to now it's that I don't want to be around him. So I can't win.
Duh.
Ugh. God, you're so difficult.
But it's every moment I can spend around you, I want to do that.
Well, okay. Well, then we've got a fun day planned for Saturday.
And thus, hey, how can I even get Jody to come up to the radio station and hang out with me? Mm. Let's start a podcast. Mm-hmm. And now look.
Mm-hmm. I slept funny last night. My neck is killing me.
I wonder what those sirens are about.
I don't know, but I'm here.
A bunch of sirens. But our children aren't. Where are they?
Boy's asleep. I don't know about the girl one.
Anytime I hear sirens, I worry about it. Somebody in the family has been in an accident or something. She wasn't home. Lainey wasn't home.
She was home, yeah, but I think she was getting ready to go work out.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Well, you said you got a neck problem.
Yes. So this way's fine. This way, I don't know what I did. Yeah. It was hurting last night.
You need me give you an adjustment?
No.
Let me snap it.
No, I do not.
I mean, pop.
No. No. And then I stayed up too late last night watching Virgin River. Still on that.
Virgin River. Okay, she's fine.
Hey, we're doing
What are you doing?
Lainey's fine.
Oh, my God.
I was making sure she was okay.
All righty.
What was the name of the show that we started the other night?
Oh, that you fell asleep in two seconds?
I just killed my dad.
I just killed my dad. It was a documentary.
Uh-huh. So we're finished with episode one. Mm-hmm. But I have to go watch episode one because I fell asleep.
That was watching it. A great show to watch.
It was uplifting.
I was about to say.
It's a crime documentary. None of them are about, you know, somebody getting arrested for making people laugh too much. I mean, all right, what have you been watching on TV, Todd?
I finished Blackbird.
Well, okay, that's uplifting.
I've seen the clips of that.
It's about a guy in prison.
It's the guy that
played Elton John.
Elton John and
Kingsman.
Oh, you're talking about the one that played Richard Jewell.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the psycho in it.
Yeah, it's
really good.
Yeah. It's scary, isn't it?
No, it's not scary. It's just good.
Is it
based on a true story?
Is it bloody?
Mm-hmm. Some yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But it's pretty good.
Okay.
I liked it. It's very uplifting.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You watch a lot of things.
It was kind of weird seeing Ray Liotta one last time.
Yeah.
That's sad. Yeah. Did they ever figure out how he died?
I think he quit breathing.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Technically, that's how he died.
Okay.
How we all die.
Gosh.
Oh my God, this is just one uplifting thing after another.
I don't care what you say. That was That was funny. You look cute in your little jumper today. Is that a jumper or a sundress?
A dress.
It's a romper.
It's a sundress, not a romper.
You're wearing cowboy boots with it.
God, you're so weird. Creepy.
So how much longer of this virgin river do you have?
I think there's four seasons, and I'm on episode 2 of season 3.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's about 10 episodes a season.
Yeah.
But then I just saw that season 5 will be out soon, too, I think.
Well, if you get off of some of the those weird reality shows, you could get on finished with the decent
well,
show.
Well, I had to watch Southern Charm last night first, and then I started Virgin River. Wait, did I watch something else? Oh, yeah, and I watched The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, too.
Mm-hmm. So just kind of erasing all of the church we had yesterday morning, watching those trashy shows.
Well, you watch people dying and things like that.
And
killing.
And people murdering. Dying and coming back, dying for my sins. That's what I watch, Jody.
Please, he goes to church one time in 5 years and he's preaching to everybody.
I can't help it. There was a
please.
I can't help it. There was a pandemic.
Mm-hmm. You could have gone to a Bible mm-hmm. study.
Mm-hmm. Well, you won't let me go to yours.
You are not coming to mine, no.
Why?
No. Can you imagine? It's all women in there. He'd be trying to put on a show, learning about the Lord.
I'd be teaching that class.
Exactly why he's not going. I mean...
Because I don't think they have Bible studies for men my age.
Yes, they do.
During the day. They're out for old timers.
They do during the day.
No.
Yes, they do.
So the only thing, I have housewife hours, so I could be in y'all's Bible study, but evidently you want me to go to hell, so. You say it all the time.
That's between you and the Lord. I probably do.
And so y'all take off during the summers of your Bible study?
Yeah. And people are traveling.
Is that biblical?
Huh? To say, yeah. As long as you're doing something on your own.
Okay. Just asking.
I'm just you're telling.
Awfully defensive.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't talk to me about all that.
But we did. We went to a church yesterday that we had never been. Mm-hmm. And the guy that greeted us out front, I mean, there could not be a person more suited for a job.
I know.
Anybody that I've ever seen. I mean, he was just over the top. Hey, good to see you. And then he right away said, this your first time? Like he recognized that we didn't belong. Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know what that says about us.
I think what he was saying is I would have noticed that hot woman coming in.
Oh,
here
yeah.
For,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's got to be her first mm-hmm. time.
Yeah. And our little children went with us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it was because of our daughter. She's the one that kind of said, let's go. Let's go check it out.
Oh, she didn't kind of do it. She did it.
She did it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She's such a saint. Oh. but yeah, the service started at 10:45,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to sleep until 9, I think, 9 or so. But then my phone rang, woke me up about 8:45, messed up the whole day.
Gosh.
Riggins telling me he's got COVID. He goes, I know you don't care. But I just thought I'd let you know.
Did he say when he's coming back?
Mm-mm. No.
Do y'all address that?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him about it today. Because, you know, the new guidelines and all are basically what we should have been doing the whole time.
Sure.
You know how that goes.
I do know.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, she's bugging here.
But I don't know about I don't know about Alexis, how she's going to, you know, be with the migraines. And
migraines
all.
Are bad business, you know.
I know. But I definitely don't want her in here. She's projectile vomiting.
Ew.
I don't need to be part of that.
I haven't. What are you doing?
I'm checking my message here. I didn't know if it was from one of the kids or not. Okay.
I'll talk to you, Jody.
But what?
Nothing.
No, it's about those sirens. I'm worried about the sirens.
I thought you already said she was fine.
I did, but then I got another message. I thought that may have been her saying something else. But guess what? What? Just don't pay attention to me. Keep talking.
If I did that, you'd be saying something.
Yeah, just as a joke, I wouldn't care. But what?
But nothing.
We went to church.
Okay.
Is that what we were talking about?
I don't know.
We're talking about Alexis projectile vomiting.
Oh yeah.
You'd said that, and right. Then you went to your phone.
Mm-hmm. And so,
anyway.
That's the last thing I would want up in here with somebody being sick. I'd rather them bring COVID than projectile vomiting up into the room. And you would too, Todd. You wouldn't want all that on the equipment and having to deal with all that. Because I don't think you can control that. Like if it hits you, it just happens. You can't. Mm-hmm. You can't wait until you get to the bathroom to projectile.
Okay, let's. I don't want to talk about this.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Gosh.
All right. Well, let's let's end this segment, and then maybe. Jody will pay more attention when we get back.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right, so... I did just get a text from the Riggins because, you know, he's on his deathbed, COVID dead.
Bless it.
And so he must be watching us on MySpace. He's watching us on fax. And he just said, all caps, it's a cluster.
What's a cluster?
He's either talking about when Jody says things are a cluster, like they're not organized, or he's probably talking about Alexis's headache because Jody, for a long time, after Jody had cluster headaches, she thought she could diagnose it by looking at somebody.
It's a cluster.
Hey, look at his eye drooping. He's got a cluster. That's a cluster.
There is no projectile vomiting, though, with that, so...
You don't think?
Mm-mm. New.
And is she really projectile or is she just being dramatic?
Sounds to me.
What do y'all think?
Her mushroom growing? Maybe that went bad. Maybe that's what the problem was.
No, I think she's probably sick.
Yeah, I think she's sick. I'm just saying that she projectile, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Don't.
Sounds fun, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Blech. Blech.
Right. But it, you know, I hope, I'm thinking that little Riggins is feeling better, even though he may be COVID positive, which is the only kind of positive he's been in years.
He's fine.
You know.
You're fine. You're fine, Riggins.
He said yesterday he was feeling, he said, I got good news and bad news. The good news is I feel a lot better. The bad news is I'm COVID positive.
Yeah.
I wonder if he had it Friday when he was in here.
Of course.
And I bet you got it right now.
I bet you're getting it right now.
Eating his dum-dums and
using his microphone.
Licking on his microphone.
Because I bet you when he was here Friday and it's now Monday that it's still on that microphone.
Yeah, it's probably all over this computer that I use.
Yeah.
Yeah. But new rules. You know, first day symptoms is zero. And then you count five. After five, you can come go about your business.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know when his first symptom was.
It was up. He was sick the whole week, pretty much, last week.
So let's say it's Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He can come back to work.
Okay.
See you
heard that, Riggins.
See you tomorrow, little fella.
Mm-hmm. I think, though, we got to check with Adam because, you know, Adam is like so. Adam's had, I think, 18 COVID vaccinations, and he still gets all nervous like it's the original COVID.
I mean,
like
I get
somebody's
it, gone. But let's talk about the new rules.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes by the CDC, so that's what they said last week.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And you're not going to get sick. You're fine.
I know.
You're good. Just eat those dum-dums.
Yeah. You got enough Afrin and Monster Energy flowing through you. It's not going to stick to you.
I heard you talking about that on Friday. Talking about your addiction and to that stuff. And I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
What were you addicted to?
I was addicted to nasal spray, Afrin.
And cigarettes.
Years ago, yeah.
And what else?
Cocaine.
Oh, you were not.
Women.
Yeah. Yeah.
Women. Robot relations.
Oh, my God.
What else?
Nothing. Just cigarettes and Afrin at the same time.
And women.
And women.
At the same time.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, cigarettes, Afrin, and women.
All at the same time. Yeah, and two of those things I could carry in my fanny pack. Back in the day. All right. Does it seem to go by faster when we're live, Jody, than it does when we're just taping? Because we're already finished. No?
Same. Do we only go 30 minutes?
I want to say, it's shorter.
Is it? Don't we just do 30 minutes?
You're on your phone, so maybe you didn't realize.
Yeah.
Maybe we just do 30 minutes.
We should do about 11:40.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, ask if anybody wants us to stop or keep going. Or I just ask. They can comment.
Or do they have any questions?
No, I don't like doing that.
I do.
Because
it gives me something to do.
Well, hang on, because there's a huge delay. So
yeah, see, it doesn't. There's a huge delay.
Huge.
But they're coming in.
Huge delay.
Oh, somebody just said, rock that look with Brooke. Hollingsworth said, keep it going, LOL.
I thought it was a commercial. Rock that look with Brooke.
What does that mean?
I think that's her screen name.
Screen name.
Oh.
Evelyn Herrera says, keep going.
All right.
Keep going, Jelly Roll.
Yeah, keep going, Jelly Roll.
Keep going, Jelly Roll.
We're going to the
everybody's saying keep going.
We're going to that concert when
all
they
those
come
three people
in September.
Thank you.
There's a mark on my screen here. It's
okay.
Like it's broken.
Squirrel. Squirrel.
I don't know what
golly.
That is.
Golly.
So we're going to to the Jelly Roll. And who? Who's it? Jelly Roll.
Oh.
I always want to say Soundgarden, but that's not right.
Shinedown.
Shinedown.
Shinedown. I'm not saying for Shinedown.
Yeah, see, and that's what I was going to say. But are y'all going in separate cars? I mean, what's going to happen? Look, we're going to this concert because...
We love Jelly Roll.
I introduced
you did
my little group of friends to Jelly Roll music.
Yeah.
And now everybody loves it, even Jody.
Love it.
And
love
So my little friend Jenny loves the Jelly Roll, but my little friend Jenny's husband, handsome husband Mike, Michael, that's the name, right?
Where are we?
He loves.
Okay.
Shinedown. As much as he does Jelly Roll, it's one of his all-time favorite bands. So he's dying to go to this concert. And we don't do a whole lot of stuff that Michael wants to do. Michael just kind of goes along with anything or whatever. But if he really wants to do something, then he says, this is what I want to do, then we just try to do it. Well, Jody and I do. So they love the Jelly Roll, but they... You know, in hearing some of Shinedown's music, which I love Shinedown too, but the women's don't want. They think it's a little bit hard rock for them. Mm-hmm. But y'all are just gonna go sit in the car, or what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna
during
have to
that
situation?
You can take earplugs because they will be loud. Shinedown will be loud.
Okay.
Or just start listening. You got until the end of September when the concert
hard
is.
Enough.
Just listen to them a lot and get to where you like it.
I just can't wait to see Jelly Roll.
Mm-hmm. And you'll be taking, take it all. Take it.
Oh, my God.
Devour.
It's so angry.
Devour.
It's very angry.
Mm-hmm. And it's on a weeknight.
Do you like them? Mm-mm. Ugh.
It's on a weeknight, too, so, you know.
A weeknight? It's on a Monday.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wake up.
Oh,
Monday.
You're going to be fun Tuesday.
Right. Yeah. Wouldn't do it for anybody but Michael.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's funny, though. Like, I've said of many concerts lately I've wanted to go to, but none of them try to make it happen for me. None of them. Just saying. But I'm good. I got everybody's stuff.
Well,
I think
you've kind of
with the flow than Michael.
But you've kind of built up a stockpile, Jody, of concerts and things that you've been to that
really?
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm.
Such a
like, how many times have you been to been to either Rob Thomas or Matchbox 20?
Oh, yeah.
And gone backstage to see Rob Thomas? How many times have you been to see Luke Bryan and you've gone back and met Luke Bryan? And pretty much any other concert you've ever wanted to go to up until about a year ago.
Our daughter went to Keith Urban's Chesney Friday night.
Mm, Keith Urban's.
Keith Urban's.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Thomas is coming in next year, so.
In next year.
So why don't y'all go ahead and plan now that you can take me to that.
Well, you know what? When have I had to take you to any concerts? Usually you just go.
True.
You take your friends.
True.
When did you get so dependent on me? It's not a good look. Jody.
I know.
Oh.
I took you to a concert not long ago, didn't I? When was Lionel Richie?
1987. years and years and years ago.
Now, when's the last time we went to a concert?
Well, for
together?
You, we went.
For
recently.
Me? Where?
Tracy Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
Clay Walker.
Okay. Oh, I forgot. You hated that one.
Yeah.
You hated it.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
then
I don't know.
Phil Collins. We went to see Phil Collins. Mm-hmm. That was for me.
Mm-hmm.
Was he good?
That was for Jenny and Michael.
Great. He was great.
Mm-hmm. He was
Jody
good.
Jody gets nothing.
I suffer through all these.
Mm-hmm. Dancing with the Stars, that counts as a concert.
I wasn't impressed with that.
What, flying to L.A. and going to Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, I thought you meant when I saw it live.
No.
Here.
You flew to L.A. to go see it?
Yeah. Yes.
What?
She was on TV.
I was there two nights. They were back to back. I was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was fun.
Oh, so you didn't get to go see Kenny Chesney last time he was in town. Bless your heart.
I know.
All right, we have to go now. I got stuff to do.
All right.
I got to go plant, get some tickets to the Matchbox 20 concert in 2023. In next year. Do you want to meet him again?
No.
Okay.
I'm done meeting.
All right. Just like with Michael Bublé, when you got to go to that and met Michael Bublé.
Yeah.
You're right. You're so deprived.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.